I can't resist loud music. I could hear it until I drop. I've got scruffy jeans and biker's boots, and my hair is like a mop. Headbanger. Now, you normally would associate a term like that with metal, but the Cockney Rejects, the UK punk band who released their debut album, Greatest Hits Volume 1, and they're all original songs, 41 years ago today, March 7th, 1980, used that term quite nicely, and not applying to biker leather-clad metalheads. I've always said there's a fine line between punk and metal. Sometimes the two blend together and you can't tell one from the other, but you'll be able to on this show, Local Loft Episode 163. We'll focus on both kinds of music. Not country and western, but punk and metal. As far as the punk side goes, we've got that covered by a band who doesn't necessarily resort to highly political issues and images in their lyrics. The Ugly Lovers out of Chicago. I told you about this band last month when they played Punk in the Bin, an all-local punk event which was happening over at the Looney Bin in Bradley near Kankakee. The Ugly Lovers are now headlining their own show in West Chicago at WC Social Club on Sunday, March 14th. Their song lyrics focus on failed relationships and medical emergencies. Hence, Emily had an aneurysm, which you're going to hear. A sad warning as to why you should not get carried away with your partying, because it could lead you to a hospital bed. I don't mean to say that with a lot of confidence either, because some of us like to party, like to blow off steam, but sometimes it can be fatal. As far as the metal side goes, Colossus is a five-piece Chicago band who just put out their brand new EP, and these guys seem a lot older than their actual ages would lead you to believe. Not that that's never happened before in examples of music I presented on this show. Remember Tommy Denninger and End of Anarchy, all 16 and 17 years old, Delightful Downfall, back in the days of the Cat 105.5's Homegrown Tones local show? They were only 15 to 17 years old too. These guys a little older, in their early 20s. And they just released their full-length debut album, Backlash. We'll hear from them, and on the Rockbacks, we'll keep it old school. A band who, for the most part, is extensive, progressive, and melodic. Thrudge, out of the Joliet and Kankakee area. I introduced them to Cat 105.5 listening audiences 8 years ago this week. And the Streets. You heard me recently play tracks from a new solo EP by their founder, Alex Uridel. We'll go back to the first time I turned them on to Cat listening audiences 7 years ago this week. That and more as Local Loft episode 163 turns ahead the hands of time, with no calendar deadline from Mother Nature or Father Time.
Ho, ho, ho! The Ugly Lovers coming live to you with a Christmas song.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, she'd never been born. She took all my money, didn't want my love. She got everything she wanted, but it wasn't enough. The girl's got needs, but it's never enough. You give her everything she wants, but it's never enough. She'll take everything you got, but it's never enough. You do everything you can, but it's never enough. She walked out the door and she never came home. She left me broken, beaten down, in pain and alone. Girl's got needs, but it's never enough. You give her everything you got, but it's never enough. She'll take everything she can, but it's never enough. You do everything she wants, but it's never enough.
Oh,
man does not rock by Motley Crue tribute bands alone. Now, Mitch McClain is a solo artist out of the Joliet area who can attest to that. He's been playing in various bands for over 25 years. But the one he's most famous for is Dr. Feelgood, a Chicago-based Motley Crue tribute band. He plays the part of Mick Mars in it, the lead guitarist. Not much is known about Mitch. He, of course, is Facebook friends with Brian T.D. Clark and has played in a couple of bands with him. Brian is a forgotten shredder out of Aurora, who I interviewed back in the day on the Cat 105.5 in the mid-90s and once again in the mid-2000s when the Cat was resurrected. Mitch takes on not so much of a crew-like sound there, more like a Kiss meets Exodus progressive metal sound on Ritual. That's one of five tracks he's recorded on his own original material. Nothing Motley Crue-ish about that, and certainly no covers. To find out more, you can go to Mitch McClain, that's M-C-L-A-I-N's Facebook page. Metallica started in their mid-20s, so did Jeff Hanneman, Kerry King, and Dave Lombardo, and everybody involved in Slayer. So Colossus is following down that same path. This five-piece Chicago progressive metal band just began, and their debut full-length album, Backlash, was released at the end of last month. If you're a fan of old-school Slayer, well, let's just put it this way. If Kerry King was replaced by Robin Zander of Cheap Trick as frontman and singer of Slayer, it might sound something like this. It's extensive, very melodic, and very instrumental, and it takes them a while to get to the lyrical meat of their songs. Lenity on Local Loft.
As I had said before, the faster we comply with these demands, potentially tens of faster we will be able to stop.
How much can I have the whole city stand for? I'm not going to hesitate. So that is every level that I have at my disposal to force compliance.
White hot sparks will fly, and green beer will course through your blood-red veins. It must be St. Patrick's Day. Well, close to it anyway. An extraction point will be along to help ring in a brand new venue, if not the holiday itself. It's part Irish. Route 66 Bar and Grill, 113 Baltimore Street in downtown Wilmington. That's about 5 minutes away from the Kankakee River Bridge, the big one that curves around and goes over Wilmington Dam. So you can partake in a round of fishing if you play your cards right and plan your time accordingly before you check out this show. Not only Extraction Point, but Joliet's Narcotics and that other Kankakee based band that Cody Zupan wails away on lead vocals for, effin' epic. It's the grand opening bash of Route 66 Bar and Grill. Check locations if you must, but if you go back as far as I do, I believe that used to be the old Freaksters Roadhouse before Freak packed up and moved to Pontiac first, Crystal Palace Theater, the former one, and then Top Fuel Saloon in Braidwood, where he currently makes his drinking headquarters with plenty of local and national bands involved. 11 a.m. start for the show on Saturday, March 13th. Go to Extraction Point's Facebook page, and for sure you'll be hearing that one. Force Compliance, the band's brand new single, Campaign for Human Degradation, is to be the full-length follow-up to Extraction Point's Purification Through Hatred, their debut from 2 years ago. As of yet, they have not completed that full album. However, there's a great chance you're going to hear some new stuff. And speaking of effing epic, Travis and Cody Zupan and the rest of the band will play their first show in over a year. Damn that fucking COVID. It really put their plans aside a number of times, but effing epic is back in the fold. Extraction Point is also going to co-headline with Luna and Sanguium, by the way, at the newly owned Brower House in Lombard on Saturday, April 3rd. Effing epic will not be a part of this show. But let's get you psyched for effing epic's first show in over a year, one that gives a big middle finger to dictators all around the world. Track number 2 from Exploit This, effing epic's latest, it's Tyrant. In the afterlife, death will rise. That's not how a song by a ska band of the 90s, Squirrel Nut Zippers, went. It's actually, in the afterlife, there'll be hell to pay. But in this case, death will rise, and there'll be no mortality involved. This is the Afterlife Music Hall we're talking about. It is a brand new music hall that's part of the newly owned Brower House in Lombard. Toxic Ruin from Sheboygan, Wisconsin, conduct musical seances of their own, or exorcisms, but there won't be any actual ones taking place. Ritual Rebirth is the brand new single, released at the beginning of last month. They've been together about 5 years and will join Extraction Point and Luna and Sanguium for the Rising Death Ritual event. Saturday night, April 3rd. It's all local music, all local metal. Death metal for the most part, but not totally. And you can find out more about this show by going to either Extraction Point's Facebook page, Toxic Ruin's Facebook page, or Luna in Sanguium's. Ritual Rebirth is the third single from Toxic Ruin, the follow-up to their December 2019 EP, Mortal Insolence. One thing I wish that never had mortality in my many years on this planet was the Cat 105.5, and especially our local music show, Homegrown Tones. We introduced so many to different genres, and actually did it through FM radio, which you know can be restrictive many times in whatever format you listen to. But we turned on a great many listeners, many of whom were devout metal fans, to bands like Thrudge. Certainly different. Death metal, yes, but they take a more melodic and somewhat operatic tone to their death metal. It's not all gruff, low-throated, screaming and grunting like most of the metal bands you hear nowadays. I'm going to take you back to March 7th. Of 2013, just 8 years ago, when I interviewed singer Dave Marevka and guitarist Luke Engel. And this most definitely will have you thinking that a resurrection of another Hole in the Wall in Steger should happen. Unfortunately, no bringing that back.
Straightforward, undiluted metal.
Luke and Dave from Thrudge, and you're listening to the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal, 105.5 The Cat.
The Southlands Rock and Roll Animal, 105.5 The Cat, from old school spoken word thrash to modern hardcore with vocal cord tearing screams. You get to know the voices and players that jam with the aggressive, high energy music of the Southlands hard rock and metal scene. Thursday nights at 8 with me, Tim Lamping, on Homegrown Tones. Their music is a bit different than most of what you're going to hear if you go to another Hole in the Wall in Steger on Saturday night. I'm sure you're familiar with Depremacy, the band Alexi Escarita started. We had him on the show last year while he was putting together solo material. And if you know his vocal style, it's like a screaming whisper here, folks. Very hardcore. But Thrudge, they tend to play it more old school. Extended elements in the music, guitar solos, extended intros on a couple of tracks, instrumental intros. But Dave Marevka, the vocalist and bassist of the band, and also Luke Engel, two-thirds of the band who are joining us tonight, have a very detailed sound that's very clearly understood and very clearly heard throughout their songs. Definitely you got an old school element going on here, the fast kind of thrash, maybe Slayer, I would think. Also bands like Motorhead. What would you say, along with Dave, you're singing, which you scream it, but you can clearly understand what you're talking about and what you're trying to sing in all the songs. Besides your clear vocals, what other element of the music do you think makes it unique or different from a lot of the hardcore metal acts that you're playing with who do that kind of screaming, growling vocal?
Well, I would say because all of our unique blend of our influences. I'm into a lot of thrash and punk, hardcore. Luke is playing styles metal, and our drummer is pretty much all around metal and punk. I just think like the mixture of the three.
I hear the fast beat of the drums, the fast groove, and the fast rhythms you have overall. That could go right up against much of that hardcore metal of today, which is played at breakneck speed. The sound of Thrudge was radically different from even Taproot, who they opened up for in Another Hole in the Wall last summer. I was just looking at a poster on their Facebook page. This is Wrong on Homegrown Tones on the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal, 105.5 The Cat.
That's hard-hitting music with a message from Thrudge on the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat. Two of the members of this trio who make their home in both the Joliet and Kankakee areas, Dave Marevka, who is the vocalist and bassist, and Luke Engel joining us tonight. Not present here tonight is Eddie Cantu, the drummer, but they all will be present on stage Saturday night at another Hole in the Wall in Steger. And to find out more details about the show, go to ReverbNation.com/Thrudge. By the way, the band's name is spelled with a capital T in this case, or go to their Facebook page. A very clear message there in This Is Wrong in the lyrics to the song. You can definitely hear that because of the way your vocals are just so clearly enunciated. What would you say is the message you would like your fans to get out of your music? Is there a specific message in the lyrics?
Now, I'm going to step in for David Luke. I'm going to say that we try and convey kind of a more positive message than a lot of metal bands here. Not to say that there's anything wrong with the darkness of metal, but we try and maybe be a little bit more positive in our lyrics. And that one is trying to say basically treat people better and not right to be going around angry all the time.
I know you guys had two other bands before this. First it was Firearm when you started in 2004, then you renamed it Arsenal and finally decided on Thrudge just a little over 4 years ago. How would you say your sound now differs from your sound back then a couple of years ago?
I was in pretty much a death metal band that had the screaming and really aggressive guitar tone. Now we're kind of taking a step back. We're old now too, so not that our music is slow, but it maybe got a little bit more depth to it instead of just playing as fast as we possibly can.
This Is Wrong is one song where the lyrics don't concern themselves with death, much like one of your many influences, the Slayer there. Definitely a wide array, a wide span of lyrical messages here, and just a diversity in your music as well. It can be just as fast and just as breakneck speed as a lot of the modern thrash metal bands out there, but then you have that element of the clear vocals and even the guitar solos, which keep the listener's attention going. I mean, there's a lot to look forward to in your music when you play at another Hole in the Wall in Steger Saturday night is when it happens, with Exceptor and, of course, Depremacy out of the Joliet area. Check this out, especially where Thrudge is concerned, ReverbNation.com/Thrudge with a capital T, or their Facebook page. Well, Dave and Luke, thank you so much for taking the time tonight to talk with us about your rather different but at the same time music that also blends in with the modern metal scene today.
Yeah, no problem. problem. Thank you.
Maybe this can be interpreted as a song about a modern-day vigilante, maybe a Rambo type. It's left open to many different interpretations, but I think if you're a UFC fan, you're really going to appreciate the lyrics about kicking heads, kicking ass, and taking names. Hard Charger from Thrudge on Homegrown Tones on the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal, 105.5 The Cat.
Some bands become famous more so because of the venue they played at, and it was famous for a time, and not so much the band themselves being famous. But Thrudge developed a cult following, mostly because of where they played, and they were a house band of sorts at another hole in the wall in Steger. Darlene Stube, who was co-owner of that venue, and also a big-time promoter, she promoted many local band shows, not just Thrudge, but so many others, and mostly after another hole in the wall shut down, did it at venues like Star Bar and Chicago Ridge, which also met with its demise and closing 2 years ago. Not much more has been heard from Thrudge. That's a moment in time you can never resurrect. But if you're looking to start, not so much resurrect or maybe restart your career as a local musician or part of a band, we can get the musical word out for you. Send me Tim Lamping your music in FLAC, AAC, MP3, or WAVE, or in physical form, CD, vinyl LP, cassette tape, reel-to-reel tape, timlampnumber1@yahoo.com or timcatdj@gmail.com if you have a physical product to pass along. First, send me an email to timlampnumber1@yahoo.com or timcatdj@gmail.com. I'll send you a mailing address. His road to success has been an over 20-year one. Alex Uradel first began his career in the mid-90s, 1998 to be exact. And along the way, he started a very eclectic, unique rock band, The Streets, migrating slightly south of his native Aurora to Joliet to put it all together. It was a very successful combination of metal, melodic hard rock, and rap. He carried that over to recent experiments on his own with solo album projects like Lifer and Friction, his last two EPs. The most recent, which he released January of this year, features collaborations with African-American rapper Ty Number One. Let's take you back to to March 14th, 7 years ago, when I first talked to Alex Urdell and singer Anthony Lilja of the Streets as they motored their way on into the Cat 105.5 studio in Kankakee before they were set to play in their native Joliet at the former Mojo's, Tree, and now, of course, The Forge. After that's said and done with the rock back, I'm going to give you another slice of Alex Urdell's new solo EP, Friction, with the leadoff track and another collaboration with Tynumba One on Coming Up. It's Tim Lamping. Talk soon.
This is Alex Urdell from The Street, and you are listening to the Southland's Rock and Roll Animal, 105.5 Cat.
The Southland's Rock and Roll Animal, 105.5 The Cat, from a melodic vocal whisper to a loud, screaming, ear-exploding singing style. Follow every harmony vocal and every machine gun drum beat of bands and artists in the Southland's hard rock and metal scene. Thursday night at 8 with me, Tim Lamping, on Homegrown Tones. They help to give a new meaning and sound to 90s-style alternative rock. The Streets from Joliet add the effective amount of low-throated, hoarse screaming most commonly heard in more intense new metal. That's the big difference in their music. It's not just all a throwback. It is known as post-hardcore, although there's no extremely fast rhythms or consistent vocals sung in the distinctive Cookie Monster style that you remember from hardcore metal. The five-piece, first started by guitarist Alex Urdell, was 2 years ago, and they're about to release their first volume of their debut EP early this spring. Alex joins us here tonight. Post-hardcore, first of all, how did you guys come up with that definition, and how do you feel the screaming lead vocal, which is a really effective tool in your sound, how do you feel that that makes a more unique difference to your sound than some of the bands who have influenced you out of the 90s or maybe some hardcore metal bands from today?
The post-hardcore thing, that's actually been around for a while, maybe as early as 2004, if not a little earlier than that. It's kind of a mix of, you know, that alternative metal with a little bit of hardcore in there that just gives it the title of post-hardcore. Vocals, you know, that just kind of came naturally, really. We tried out a lot of vocalists when I first was forming this band. I believe about 8, to be honest. Tony was the guy, and we all pretty much knew it right away. He just slammed it out when he walked in the door. Me and him, we used to jam in the past together. Once we kind of reconnected, I knew things were just going to fall right into place for us at that point.
Alex is referring to Anthony Lilja, who gets off that incredible combination of the emotional melodic vocal and the screaming hardcore vocal. If you only associate it with hardcore and even intense metal, it's a combination that works very well here in the Street's sophisticated alternative rock sound. Right now, the only song they have commercially available, you can find it on their Facebook page or a Bandcamp link, their debut single Curbside Eulogy, The Streets, on Homegrown Tones on the Southland's Rock and Roll Animal, 105.5 The Cat. We'll be right back.
see you in time, and that's not going to be a very long time before you can get to see the Streets play live. The Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat. Curbside Eulogy, they'll be doing that one, March of the Monopolists, and just a whole bunch of other tunes from their soon-to-be-revealed and released Volume 1 EP. Saturday night at Bada Brew in Crest Hill, we have Alex Urdell, who is their guitarist, on the line with us. It's a predominantly wide combination of influences I hear in your sound, Alex. 90s grunge and alternative. Also, some pretty postmodern melodic metal and alternative rock. I think Chevelle and maybe even Janis to a certain degree. So you describe your style, your band's style, as post-hardcore, but is there another specific way you can describe it to somebody who has never heard your sound and who will be checking you guys out for the first time Saturday night at Bada Brew in Crest Hill, other than post-hardcore?
Kind of a little hard to explain, but I feel like, you know, when you hear it on CD, it's much more beautiful to the ear. Even the heavier stuff, I think, just because of the way it is lyrically and just the way the beats are pretty much straightforward. But the live show, so far anyways, they've been a lot more hectic. Believe it or not, there is a lot of moshing going on, crowd surfing, stage diving. Everything comes straight from the heart, but it's extremely real. You know, not that other music out there isn't real, but lyrically, it literally comes straight from the heart. Kind of hard to describe for me, especially since we're such a new band right now. I just think it's extremely emotional and it's personal. For somebody that's feeling it, it'll give you the goosebumps.
It gives 13-year-old girls goosebumps. I was watching a clip from Mojo's, and when you guys opened up for Taproot last year, and I noticed you were saying that 13-year-old girls had the mosh technique down pat better than anybody else at that show, that they could teach the older guys how to mosh. It definitely affects a wide age range of people, Alex, without a doubt.
Yeah.
If you have 13-year-olds and everybody from people my age, 40-somethings, and even people 18 to 34, who really would pick up on this music. It definitely affects a wide range, and I imagine it's going to be diverse sound. Is every track going to be like Curbside Eulogy, where you have that combination of screaming and melodic vocals, or is it going to be something different? Describe for us what the upcoming EP is going to sound like. Is it going to be a pretty diverse affair?
Yeah, when the EP starts up immediately, I think it's going to bring goosebumps. There's going to be some really heavy parts, not like death metal heavy, not blast beat heavy, but there are definitely going to be some intense, really heavy parts, and yet at the same time, there's going to be those really epic, beautiful, emotional sounds. Every track is definitely totally different from each other, and I think you can really hear that in this EP here.
The track that actually is playing in the background, Breathe, you have a 50-second snippet of that. That's a nice little combination of extended progressive alternative rock and also of melodic metal, too. Yeah, it's a real mixed bag. Unlike the band Villainous Grin out of Joliet, who you're sharing the stage with. Of course, you guys are also playing with No Life, the national act.
They are from Lansing, Michigan. They're some good pals of ours.
You're going to be sharing the stage with them and also Villainous Grin. But Villainous Grin, they have a nice little grungy kind of rough metal sound, and it most definitely evokes a darker lyrics, darker images. We're going to take a listen to them, too, since The Streets and Alex only have one single out. You can hear more of their EP. It will come together on stage, and more so when it's released next month, too. And to find out more about The Streets, you can go to their Facebook page or thestreets@bandcamp.com. You can download yourself a free Curbside Eulogy single.
I was pissing in a pot, never had a lot. We had a whole lot happen, but I never stopped. Then I started chasing money till I had a knot. The grind started from the bottom, headed to the top. Mind gone as a child, there was no one home. I was slow as fuck, Papa was a rolling stone. Shit was all about the green, Mama was a queen. Back when I was moving rock, rapping was a dream. Didn't give a fuck as a teen, it was all about the cream. Roses in the gun, had a 30 in the beam. I was moving dope, money made a lot of fiends. Everybody on drugs, worst I ever seen. Rolling through the city, bumping by, keep your head up. Smoking, getting drunk, some days I ain't give a fuck. Henny got me stuck like a deer in the headlight. OE, trying to find a way to get my cash right. Couple drugs now sacked up. Getting paid, all these plays got me racked up. This ain't really shit, this is slice, slice. We can bust the guns, we can fight, fight. Oh, a lot of ammo like Rambo. Buzzing at your head, make it scramble. Bitch, you wanna try, get a sample. I'ma turn you into example. All this gang got them pissed off. Talk about me, I break a nigga jaw. Stupid motherfucker, grab the last straw. Now the cops looking for the G-Saw. You wanna see?
see me locked up, begging for my freedom when there's no such. Trying to hide you the sick fuck that they can't see. I know you done done worse, but you judge me.
Ain't no telling what you done for the fame. You scared we gon' find out, play the game. You were low down, dirty ass shade. I supported you, I should've kept the same. Kinda lost respect for the whole town. People hate it, but they all clowns. Get their little curtains up till they fall down. Got spooked, now you're trying to turn it all around. You know what goes around's coming back around.
Hypocrite's time for you to feel what it's like. Slit your throat, put your head on the Sprite. You know what happens in the dark's coming to the light. I see a whole lot of people know they ain't right. This bitch ain't real as he cry. Fake ass rappers who to blame. First you gotta assume responsibility. Then you gotta keep it real to be set free. Hold up, hold up, roll up, roll up. Stupid ass nigga, get your door. Gotta be smarter with the paper. Why you gotta be a little hater? Whole team making money, got them pissed off. Being real ain't hard, you just too soft. I seen a lot of people change when they kicked off. You can hate on us, you can run your mouth, just don't get caught. Got a whole lot of ammo like Rambo. Bustin' at your head, make you scramble. Did you wanna try, get a sample? I'ma turn you into example. All this gang got them pissed off. Talk about me, I break a nigga jaw.
Fuck it up.